EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
And it is
such.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
Four calls?
Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
Let's not take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the show. How have you all been? Tonight we will spend a little time with Kimmy from New Jersey. For several years, Kimmy has been experiencing some rather strange occurrences and been in several odd situations, but I'll let Kimmy get into that in a moment. A very big thank you to all those leaving ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts and other apps at the moment, like Sean603, Don Chock, Todd Mudden, Watcher, I Have Always Known, McCormick, Juz 1010, Mike Breedlove, Nightstar Watcher, Miss Charlie, E Steel 91, His Child Beth, Lish C, and last but not least, Jedi Master Skywalker JR 007. That's a double threat guy right there. Don't forget to email me a screenshot of your review and address to be entered in the podcast October competition for a pack of our finest high strangeness coffee. You have till the closing date, 31st of October, so keep those reviews and emails coming in. More details, head to my website's competition page. If you enjoy listening to the podcast and would like to help support my work, there is a couple of ways to do this. Either you can join Patreon and become a patron of the show for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate via PayPal, and if you like, you can set up monthly reoccurring payments. All links to support the podcast are below in the show notes and on the website. Any help is extremely appreciated, and it helps the show to continue running. Now, on with the show. Hello, Kimmy, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming on today and calling from New Jersey.
Yes, in Northern Jersey.
Now, you've had several unusual experiences. Would you like to start at the very beginning for us, please, Kimmy?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so my life has always been very just interesting. It always seemed chaotic. I got used to chaos. I thought it was normal, or I thought I was in some kind of, maybe there. My life is meant to be something greater, because it always seemed like everything I went through could be in a movie. Like every experience I dealt with was never just, it was always a story. You know, I always had a story to tell from things that happened. So one of the first things that I recall happening was in Atlantic City, and it was September 2015. And I was invited to Atlantic City by someone I met online. I know that sounds crazy to go to Atlantic City with someone you met online, but we met in public and he was a very nice person. Anyways, I got my own hotel and everything. And basically, when I woke up that morning, I was in my hotel room alone. And when I woke up to this sound. It was a, I don't even know how to describe the sound. It was so loud. It was like an engine sound, like a beaming kind of sound. I thought an earthquake was happening. I couldn't move. My body was like glued to the bed almost. And I had just, and my eyes were open. And it seemed like the room was like you're in a doctor's office and there's like light in your eyes. It seemed like the room, that's what the room was like. Like I was, felt like I was like pinned to a table. The room around me, it seemed like I was in a television. I don't like an old school TV basically. So I couldn't move and the sound was so loud and it was like, it just drowned everything out. And then after about like 5 minutes of not being able to move and just laying there, stuck, I finally was able to move and the sound went away. The light went away. I thought I had a seizure. I didn't know how to explain that. I thought, I even texted my brother about it. He's a doctor. I texted him all the scenarios. I Googled. All I could find was things on sleep paralysis, but I knew I wasn't asleep. And I knew I didn't just wake up and couldn't move. I know sleep paralysis. I've had it before. That was not sleep paralysis. I didn't know how else to explain it. I also had bite marks all along my tongue. I'd bitten down really hard. So the only thing I could think of was a seizure, possibly. I don't really know how else to explain it. It happened and I was embarrassed because I thought that I had drank too much. But I didn't because I didn't have a hangover. I was in Atlantic City, but I felt fine. I just felt it was just extremely bizarre waking up when I finally could move. So I chalked it out to be sleep paralysis and I kind of put that in the back burner. Like I tried not to think about it because it was very freaky. Like I was literally there and I couldn't move. Now that I think back on it, especially after a lot of things have happened to me, I can only think of, it could have possibly been an abduction. But I can't, you know, confirm that. I'm a logical person, so I like to have facts. I can't, you know, put a determination on that one. But that's one thing that happened. Okay. And then March 24th, 2016, I went to Atlantic City again with the same person. And basically, when I left, a lot of people saw that I was there because I had posted on like Snapchat and Instagram that, you know, I was there and stuff. So I got a lot of messages when I got home asking, you know, hey, did you stay at Harrah's, which is the resort I stayed at? And I'm like, yes, I'm very sick. Like, I just was so sick when I got home. And I just got a bunch of messages from people. Yeah, I'm really sick, too. A lot of people that stayed there got really sick. I just remember being extremely sick and getting messages from people. Hey, did you get sick too? I think I'm getting my time frames right. This could have been the same time, like right after that weird thing when I woke up in Atlantic City, or it could have been another time I went. But I stayed in the same hotel. The resort that the abduction happened at was Harrah's as well. So after that happened, the guy that I went with to Atlantic City, he told me that he had to leave because his son needed an emergency brain surgery. I still to this day, I can't put my finger on it. Like, it made no sense. He was nowhere to be found. So I kind of just, at the time I was young, so I was like, okay, that's weird. Maybe he just doesn't like me. And he made up a story. But it was a very odd thing to say, especially after that happened to me. And I was left in bed confused. And I felt like there was an earthquake. I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. The next occurrence was basically in October 2017. Something started following me to work every night. At first, I thought it was just, you know, because my job at the time, it was in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. You know, there's the little airport nearby, Teterboro. So you always see like planes in the sky. But this was different because it was a bright light, one bright light, and it would flash directly. It seemed like it was like pointing directly at me. And I would drive and it would like go the speed I was going. I would slow down and it would slow down. And I did this like several times because I thought I was going nuts. I thought I was losing my mind. I kind of tried to ignore it. I tried to chalk it out too, because at the time I worked nights. So I would go into work at around, I would leave for work around like 10:30 and start work at 11. So I just thought I was sleep deprived maybe, or I don't know, I was seeing things. So I basically tried to ignore it. And then at one like day, I was smoking a cigarette outside my mom's house and a drone came to my house. I knew about it because my cats, I heard the buzzing of the drone and then my cats started going crazy. I have two cats. Like they started flipping out and I'm looking up and the drone is just floating above my house. I don't know if it was a neighbor. I don't know what it was, but I legit couldn't think of anything. And so that's what I started thinking, that these things at night that were literally following me going slow and fast every night, I just started to think that maybe they're drones in the sky. Until, you know what? I was fed up. I went to my mom and I literally started crying my eyes out. There's something going on. I don't know who's following me. I don't know if I have a stalker. I have like messages. I think I ranted on Facebook at one point. I don't know. There's drones coming to my house. There's people following. I sounded like a nut job. So I deleted it. But someone in my messages that had they asked me, they were like, why'd you delete that thread? And I was like, because I'm genuinely concerned. There's something at night that's following me and I don't know what's going on. Like drones are coming to my house. And their reply was, maybe you have a stalker. And I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense because drones can't fly at night. You know, I did some research and I figured there's laws and you can't just fly a drone at night, especially in that area. Drones can't, they're not allowed to fly in that space at night. And the guy was like, well, maybe they don't follow the laws. And when he said that, like I read it now, I look back on it. The way he said it was just weird. Maybe they don't follow the laws. Who's they? Fast forward. Like I said before, I went to my mom like crying. And I'm at the time I was 25 years old, like a grown woman crying, like there's something going on. I don't know. I was, look at me, mom. Am I losing my mind? What is going on? You know? From there, you know, I tried to find distractions. I needed something to make me not feel like I was going crazy. And so one night I'm driving to work. I see the thing following me, the bright light. It was, to describe the size of it, it was way bigger than a drone because I saw the size of the drone that came above my house. And I saw the size of the thing that was following me at night. I was like, there's no way that that's a drone. It could be a maybe military drone, but why the heck is a military drone following me? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, just to put this at rest, I'm going to drive to the park. If it follows me to the park, then I'll see what it is. So I drive to the park near my job that night and it follows me. And I park my car and there's like a little, it was the Saddle River County Park. I park my car right in front of the pond and this thing flies above it. And I could see that the light, it was the shape of kind of like a triangle. It had a little tube, but there was nothing, you couldn't see anything in it. It was like a clear one, I'm describing the shape of this object. And then the lights on it were green, red, and white. And then you could see its reflection above the water. And on the bottom, you could just see the white. So I knew it was physically there flying. It was literally right above the water. You could see its reflection. And the reflection was a circle pattern, though, what I'm not understanding now that I think about it. I just stood there and I didn't know what to do. I took a picture of it and it just kind of flew away, like slowly backed up, if that makes sense. It just drifted away. And then into the woods because there were woods in the back. Again, I thought I was losing my mind. So I didn't know who to go to with this. You won't believe what I just saw. I started hanging out with my cousin more. A month after the date of this object following me. So the object following me was in October 2017. My phone just disappeared. It was stolen out of nowhere. in November 2017, literally a month after I like started recording everything and got things on my phone. My phone just disappeared. I blame my cousin for stealing it. He passed away, unfortunately. Still, like, he would not lie about that. You know, now I feel like horrible because I really blamed him, but it was the circumstances. My phone just literally disappeared. I couldn't find it on Find My iPhone. And the thing about it is my iCloud was filled up. So I hadn't backed up my phone since, I believe, a month before the object started following me. None of that would have been saved. If I lost my phone, I lost that stuff. And I lost a lot of things that me and my cousin, we were hanging out a lot before he passed away. So I lost a lot of things in that phone, and it was disappointing, but I didn't put two and two together until like recently. And, you know, it's like when the first time you're talking about it, even just talking about it, it seems like nuts. But I'm just like realizing more and more that I wasn't going crazy. This was actually happening to me. I was talking about it. I was public about it. I was like, there's something at night following me. Like, what's going on? Actually, someone I was just talking, someone I told that this there was an object in the sky following me at night. Someone I was telling, like, you know, what is it? Is it a cop thing? Is what's going on? I had cut him out of my life. He was not a police officer. He was like a security officer for like high schools and stuff. I had cut him out of my life for many reasons, but a lot of people who I've cut out of my life have been contacting me recently. People that, you know, I either told things to, or like things would happen and I would always confide in them, like when these weird things were happening to me. But if I think about the time periods that these people were in my life, and now they're trying to come back in, now that I'm having all these revelations and stuff, that they're literally trying to come back in. The weirdest things I've discovered about them. Like, one of them, I discovered their dad was in this weird reindeer cult, the Order of the Elk, some order of something with a deer. Speaking of, I told you the other day that I randomly hit deer, like two deer jumped in front of my car. A lot of weird things happen with animals, and deer in particular with me. Like, they'll walk up to me, deer. I'll catch them staring at me from my backyard and just looking at me. And I've heard some weird stuff about UFOs and deers. Okay. I said deers and deer, UFO and deer. You know, I confided in these people when these things were happening to me, and all of them have tried to, you know, contact me again. I literally had to tell them, please do not contact me. I will report you for harassment, because I feel like these people know that these things are happening to me. I feel like they know, and or they were placed in my life to kind of monitor this kind of stuff. I just can't, because they came at such convenient times when this weird stuff started happening. The time of the abduction, okay? From there, I went through a spiritual awakening recently. I had my most recent dream that I can 100% confirm it was lucid. I was there. I knew it was a dream, but it felt so real. I feel like I'm talked to by these entities through my dreams. They talk to me. They tell me things. One of the entities, and he looked like he was gray. He had a circular head. His eyes were basically how the movies would describe them, pretty much. Or like you saw, like, you know, they said the CIA has a body, one of the bodies of like an alien. That's what it looked like in my dream. And it was nice, very nice. And you need to remember your dreams. It was as if I'm talking to you right now. He looked at me and he said, you need to learn how to remember your dreams, and I'm going to teach you. That's all I remember from the dream. He apparently did teach me, though, because every night I dream and I remember every night now, every night. And it's something usually relevant, something important. I meditate a lot and I pray before I go to bed, and I ask for, you know, answers. I ask for signs. I ask for communication of some sort. The weird things happen to me all the time, but now I don't feel like they're weird anymore. I feel like I was given basically a vision that I fell from the sky at some point, whether past, present, or future. I don't know. But in that vision, I was told to remember where I came from. That's all I remember from that vision. And that's all I heard. And I saw myself literally falling out of the sky. And I was, it seemed as if my face was like a baby face, but my body was an adult body, but my eyes were closed. So it was like kind of me being, I don't know, not born, but I felt like I was a baby, like just hatching or something like that. I was falling out of the sky. Yeah. As I'm talking to you, I just saw like a strike of lightning. It's great. The things that happen and they, you know, you think, oh, this is just this like huge thunder. You can think that. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
You can hear that. Okay. I was like, that's loud. You know, you could think like, oh, it's just nature, or I'm a crazy person, but no, these things that happen are like manifesting. Like I'll think of something and it will happen. It will come in front of me, or I will think of, you know, something and not just, it won't just pop up. It's not like magic, but if you've manifested, if you know how to do all of that, I've learned over time. And these beings, these entities have taught me seemingly, they've helped me advance in the dream. It looked like I was in a college dorm and I was just walking and I saw a man. It was a Caucasian man and he looked very familiar, like his face, but I couldn't put my finger on it who he was. Felt like I knew him in the dream. And then he grabs my hand and he asked me like, you know, to hang out or, you know, if he could get to know me. And I politely, I'm like, no, like I kind of reject him and I keep walking away. He then proceeds to follow me. Okay. This is where it gets kind of freaky. Okay. He follows me. And right before I get to my door, he grabs me by the hand again. He turns me around. Okay. This is where it gets kind of weird. He pulls off my wig. He kisses me. And then he injects a needle into my left leg. I literally woke up instantly grabbing my leg in pain. It was like my leg was throbbing, like from that needle injection in the dream, though. I even told my ex-boyfriend about this, who also claimed he was an alien. He told me, oh my gosh, my life is so weird. My ex-boyfriend, about like a week or two into our relationship, he told me that an alien had inhabited his body at some point in his life and that the alien was taking over. So he had two personalities. He had the person he was and the alien who took over. So that's something that I was like interested in because I was like, oh, that's funny because like I'm a Scientologist and I think like, you know, ultimately they're into aliens. It was bizarre because he was two people, but backtracking about the dream. So I told him I had broken up with him and I had the dream the next night after I broke up with him about this man injecting a needle into my leg as if it felt so real. Couldn't explain it. And he's like, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. I don't know what that meant. Like, who says that? I'm sorry you had to go through that. What does that mean? It was a dream. What did I go through? So I didn't know how to explain it. But again, a lot of my life is like, I don't know how to explain this. It's just happening. So fast forward about a week later, I go to California. I fly out to California. I was flown by a friend. That friend was originally my tax guy who I guess we started dating, quote unquote, or he just wanted to fly me out. And I was like, okay. So on my trip there, his house was very nice. It was like in the really fancy part of California, the part where there's like not much culture, pretty much. It was still COVID, so there was not much to do, but this guy kept disappearing. Okay. So I'm in his house alone with his two dogs. And he's disappearing, like he's gone for, and I was there for three nights, I think. He's gone. He is nowhere to be found. Like literally, I would like get ready to go out, like, you know, hey, let's go to the store. And he would just disappear. He wouldn't be there. I couldn't contact him on his phone. And then later on, he told me a story. He's like, I have to be honest with you. The reason I've been kind of sketchy is because I got married in Mexico 2 months ago to this woman and I just inherited like $10 million. She's trying to divorce me and take all my money. I'm not making this up. A grown man looked me in the eyes and told me this. This is why he's been disappearing. Mind you, he flew me out. He begged me. I'm like, I don't care about your problems. Why did you take me out here? It's like, send me home. So it's like I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone. I was like, this can't be real. This can't be happening. And I had told my friend who lives in California also, I'm going to go there and weird stuff is going to happen. This always happens to me. Something weird is going to happen. And lo and behold, it did. But this was extremely, like, I was not expecting this. Okay, so fast forward. I start getting really sick. And mind you, he's still disappearing. I don't know where he's going. I'm just at his house. And again, I started to feel like I was being monitored. I started to feel like I was being watched. And I'm an ex-Scientologist, I guess you can say. I got out of Scientology. I was like, this is not for me. I got to go. You know, I don't have anything against them, but it wasn't aligned with what I wanted for my life. And it was super culty. No offense, but it was. So I just started thinking like the worst things because I started to get really sick as I was staying in this man's house alone. I don't know where he is. I can't reach him. I'm in the middle of nowhere and I have no service. My phone was not working. No matter what I did, I called my phone service. It was not working. I start getting sick. And I'm thinking that there's something coming out of the vents that's like poisoning me. My nose is just dripping and my eyes are watering. I can't breathe. I went as far as I covered all the vents. He wasn't home. Like, I didn't know what to do. I literally had to call my mom to literally save me and get me out of there. Like, tell him to send me home because I didn't have service. Like, I couldn't even get an Uber because it was like, we don't know where you are. That's what my phone was saying, at least at the time. My friend was able to get me out. He was able to send an Uber and get me out of that location in that house. And I was able to safely get home. Anyways, fast forward. I was like, if I die from this minute on, it's because I was poisoned by this guy or someone in those people. But I don't want to talk about them. So fast forward, I get home and 4 days go by and I'm still feeling kind of shitty, but not as shitty as I felt in that house. Like, I felt like I was suffocating in that house. I felt like something was coming out of the air and making me so sick because I couldn't explain it. When I wasn't in the house, I felt fine. Eventually, I'm like, my side started hurting, the left side of my body where near my rib cage. And I thought maybe like I sprained a rib because I do a lot of yoga. I don't even know if that makes sense. Sprained a rib. I was just thinking of like things that could have happened because I was in so much pain at that point and it was getting harder to breathe. Like walking to the bathroom was nearly impossible. And I'm young and I'm very fit. So for me to, you know, do a simple yoga move and be out of breath after that, that's very not normal. So I was like, no, I need to go to the hospital. So I go to the hospital and I was like, I think I broke my rib. They do an x-ray and, you know, the nurse is, oh, don't worry, you'll be out of here soon. It's probably just a sprain. So after they get the results back, we need to do a CAT scan. So I'm like, oh, really? Wow, a CAT scan for a broken rib? Jeez. You know, I'm not in the medical field, so I didn't put two and two together. And I'm just like talking to everyone, like everything's fine. Like, oh yeah, I broke a rib. You know, everything's fine. I'm going to go home in an hour. You know, and everyone's just like looking at me with painful faces. You know, I'm looking back on it and I realized they're like, she's not going home. 2 hours in, I was like, this is taking a long time. 2 hours in, you know, the nurses come in and they had that face. You know that face when they're about to deliver news to you? Well, yeah, I got that face. And I was like, what is going on? You have two blood clots in both of your lungs, two very big blood clots. So a pulmonary embolism in both of your lungs. And we're afraid that one of them is suffocating your heart. That was huge. I immediately start crying. If you got here any later, you know, we don't know what could have happened. I don't want to get too much into that, but that's just like something on the line of things that go on in my life that are like so close death or so close. If this happens to someone else, you know, I went on a flight to California and back. I could have had like an aneurysm. They're like, we don't know how you survived. That's what they were telling me. Okay. Like, you know, I'm scared. I'm like, why are you telling me, you know, well, we're happy you're not dead. I was just happy to be alive, I guess.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
So then, like, I kept looking back. I kept thinking back to that dream, right? That dream of when I was injected with that needle. That was really close to, you know, this happening. And yes, I did get COVID and, you know, blood clots and COVID, you know, they align and stuff. But I'm like, I feel like these people saved my, or these, whoever's watching over me, I call them my higher powers. I feel like these entities, I feel like they essentially saved my life or gave me some kind of warning. Lo and behold, I'm still alive and I'm healthier than ever. And it's like I never had the PEs. I don't have any symptoms, nothing. They're just gone. So I'm very fortunate in that aspect. And, you know, they tried to come up with all these excuses like, oh, it's because of COVID because you traveled on the plane. You know, I don't have a history of blood clots. They couldn't find any other blood clots. It's just weird stuff. And I was like the celebrity of the hospital. You know, who's this young girl who survived and who has two blood clots in her lungs that's still breathing, you know, kind of thing. I know it happens to people. I was at a level where they were looking at me like, how are you still here? You know, that's how I kind of knew from there that I was being, you know, I knew my near-death experience, I was meant for, you know, greater things, and that someone really wanted me alive. Someone really was looking out for me, and these things that I was experiencing, these people I'm meeting, who I run into in my life, you know, there's only so many coincidences before you can just be like, okay, something's going, there's something bigger here. Not, my life isn't a movie, there's no one in the background recording, you know, it's, I just know that I have gifts and I finally started embracing them. And when I did, things, lovely things started happening. Not only everything, you know, basically that I pray on or meditate on, I can manifest. And I do have some psychic things, but I won't go into that. The biggest thing is being talked to or communicated with by these entities. I can't give you a face. Did give you somewhat of a description. The most recent dream they sent me was, okay, this is great. This one's great. I had to go on Reddit with it because I was super freaked out. And you know you're freaked out when you go on Reddit. In the dream, it was me and a bunch of people. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't. And then out of nowhere, and there were a lot of hornets around for some reason, like hornets, you know, wasps. Out of nowhere, these guys and these, you know, the Chevy black trucks, agent looking trucks, like a bunch of them pull up and start raiding our cars, specifically my car. They call it a hoopty. It's just a Honda, you know, hatchback kind of thing. My exact car that I have was in my dream, very, you know, is as if I was there. So they start raiding my car, these guys in these black suits. Yes, it looked like, I guess, you know, I call them agents. No, I don't watch like The Matrix all the time. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just had this dream, okay? And it was real. It felt real. And they took me into their car. Again, it's the black truck. You can't mistake those trucks. You know, when you see one, you're like, is that an undercover or is that someone with really tinted windows that shouldn't have those? They put me in their car in the dream and a hornet flies on my forehead. They come on my side of the car and like they open an umbrella for some reason to try to get the hornet off of my forehead. The hornet was not moving. It was not leaving my forehead, right? Why they were using an umbrella could be totally irrelevant, but they were trying to take the hornet off with an umbrella. And then basically the hornet flies down to my legs and then starts crawling up my, I was wearing a long jacket and then I wake up and that's literally what I remember. I still remember it like as if I was there. Another dream that I don't even think these are dreams. I don't know if they're warnings or I'm still learning. I just, you know, I don't think I think we're all one. I finally realized that we're all one. We're all here for greater things. as I say that, I see like a lightning strike, like, yes, you got it. So, you know, things happen before my eyes, they unfold before my eyes. And it's all about just vibrating higher kind of thing. Not kind of thing, definitely. Vibrate higher, because right now I feel like that dream was a warning. Like the government is trying to put fear into our heads. Hornets obviously are not, they're basically, if you see one in a dream, that's like a bad thing. So, you know, it was definitely a dream warning, you know, whether it's the government trying to, now that I'm talking about it, it makes me feel like it's like a warning of what the government is trying to do, put things into our heads. Like everyone keeps saying, oh, they're going to fake an alien invasion this, and you know, they have the technology to do. Even if they do, you know, that doesn't matter. We know that these beings, I know, at least from my experience, that, you know, they're not here to cause any harm. The fear is in, you know, the people that hold the power on this planet, in this realm, in this dimension. I've also been reality shifting, but that's another very long story. So I'll just stick to what I know and what's been recent. So the fear that is trying to be projected with the, you know, it's like, why now? Why are they coming out with this stuff now? They've had this stuff for years. They may have the technology to do all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you have to have a very small like mind or live in a small world to think that we're the only beings in this universe. You have to have live on a very under a rock pretty much to think that there's not energies or entities elsewhere. That dream, it's now coming to light to me that, you know, it was a warning about what the, you know, what they're trying to portray through the media, what they're trying to put in our heads. And it also was a warning of what is trying to be taken from me. Like, because for some reason I know things. I don't know why I know them, but I'm just given messages and warnings and things that I feel like are important. I don't know. I sound crazy now. Again, I am the same as everyone else. I don't think I'm special. I think everyone has the ability to harness, you know, what's within them. And that's what we need to do. I feel like that's what we can do. We, you know, come from a place of love rather than going towards their agenda, which is fear. Their agenda is fear. It's to what you continue to think of, what you continue to give out to the universe. That's what manifests, or all the conspiracies. If you keep putting that out there, that's what's going to manifest. And that's, you know, that's playing into what they want. So, you know, again, I don't know where my story went. I felt like it went back to the future and back around, and my cat came by to listen. She's like laying here with me. But I don't know. I felt like I just was meant to at least give this message to the masses and to, you know, everyone. Everyone's awakening. A lot of people are awakening right now. This is, so you're not crazy if you feel like you're like things just are weird. Like you feel off, you feel out of place. You should be doing more, or like, oh my God, I'm in a human body. That kind of feeling. Whoa, what's going on? A lot of that is happening. And it's important to know that you're not going crazy. The messages you're receiving is real. The intuition, follow that intuitive feeling.
The lights that were following you, when did that cease to happen?
The light that were following me, that stopped that night. The night that I went to the park, I was like, okay, she's like, reveal, like, if it's real, it's going to reveal itself. It's going to follow me here. And it did. Now that I look back on it, I get messages, but they're all around. They don't stop. They don't go home and go to bed and come back. Like, they're always here. But I thought it was important for me to see it. So it was that night. That night at the park in Saddle River County Park, above the little body of water. That was the last night that I physically, what I thought at least, was it was there. It was above the water. So that was the last night that I saw it. But since I've been, you know, come, you know, my whole awakening and stuff, I've seen them in other forms, you know, not just their crafts. The other night I was laying on the grass, and I don't know if anyone's ever heard of CE5. Dr. Greer came up with it or something. I just recently, you know, learned about it. So I basically tried it. I was like, you know what? what could this hurt? I always meditate. I always pray. Why not? So I did it and I didn't expect anything from it. I don't expect anything from, you know, these kind of things. But when I, after I did it, a blue beam, like it kind of looked like a ribbon. It was like a fast, like beam floated through the sky. Like really not fast, not like lightning or anything. It wasn't a bird. When it happens, it's undeniable. It's not like, is it a plane? No. In that moment, you know, you're like, holy crap. Like that just happened. You know what? You can't mistake it for anything. You just can't.
I would suggest, though, don't go traveling anywhere with strangers.
Oh, yes. Don't do that. Yeah, I did have a, well, he wasn't a stranger necessarily. He was supposed to be my accountant. So I knew him for some time. Oh, come to find out. Let's rewind that too. He was, okay. So I did some some backtracking and I found some files that actually did save to my iCloud from my lost phone. So this guy that was supposedly my tax accountant or whatever, he had contacted me in 2017 and asked me to come to Atlantic City. Okay. So this guy that I did, how would I have known that? I had a picture of him in my phone from 2017. He became my accountant in 2020 and I didn't know him I didn't think I knew him anytime prior. So as I'm deleting photos through my phone, like after meeting him months after he did my taxes and stuff, I'm like, why do I have a photo of you from June 2017? Mind you, I think I met him in 2020. I'm like, why is there a photo timestamped of you in my phone from 2017? And he's like, oh, haha, I don't know. Maybe I'm a ghost. That's like his reaction was so sarcastic. And I kind of pushed it away because, again, weird things happen to me all the time. And I just didn't want another thing to think about. Then I'm going through like my old iCloud screenshots and stuff from 2017, and the date is exactly, he contacted me June 2017, and I have a screenshot of it, and he says to me in the screenshot, come to Atlantic City. So I did somehow know him, but I didn't remember because we never actually met. So he knew me when he contacted me through this thumbtack. That's how I hired him to be my tax person. Mind you, he didn't have me pay for his services at all. And no, I didn't do anything weird or sexual with him. He told me everything was free. So he did my taxes for free. And just make it make sense. Okay, Nick, make it make sense.
I don't think I can. That's odd.
Isn't that bizarre though?
It is a bit bizarre. And especially that he worked for free.
Yeah, free. I didn't have to pay anything. And I didn't do anything. I was like, so how much, you know, of course I'm going to pay you if I hire you. And he did a good job. I was like, how much is this? Don't worry. It's on me. What? And a lot of things happened. Like this was different though. Like, why are you in my phone from June 2017? And you also texted me. I have a screenshot that says Jimmy and it says, come to Atlantic City. What's so special? I try to stay out of why or what or this and that because I'll go nuts because I have so many instances in my life where it's like this happened, but why? I try not to think about that kind of stuff, but you can't tell me that's not bizarre that he knew me in June 2017. He contacted me and told me to come to Atlantic City. And then out of nowhere, he pops up to, and he lives in California and he's my tax guy from Thumbtack. How did he even pop up? I'm in Jersey. I was looking for people in Jersey. Why is someone from California popping up? Things like that. And then, you know, the whole him disappearing and oh man, yeah. So
we were supposed to do this recording the other day, but you had an accident, didn't you? You hit a deer.
I was driving right after I messaged you, actually. You messaged me back and I read your message and I was excited to get home and respond to you. It started pouring. The weather around here has been very weird, very strange. It doesn't look normal and this kind of weather is very strange for this time of year. So I'm driving home and it's pouring rain. It seems that every time I go out, it starts pouring rain. So I'm driving home and two deer jumped in front of my car. They jumped out of nowhere. Like this is not a place that it looked like they were running from something. It looked like they were sprinting for their dear life. So the first one was able to get past my car. The second one, I nudged the deer and it hit my car very hard. So the fact that, you know, I don't have any damage on my car, though. There's no damage. The only thing that happened is my car is the side door. It became a little outdented. So rather than becoming indented from the impact of the deer, which was coming very fast at me, it bent outwards. The metal bent outwards. So it's like it bounced, which I have a, I don't have a very expensive car, so it should be wrecked.
I'm glad you're right. And hopefully the deer is okay as well.
Yeah, no, the deer just galloped off. Nothing happened. And I just kept driving. It was very, very strange. It was very weird.
Some very odd occurrences there, Kimmy.
Yeah.
And I'm also glad you're not, you know, still within Scientology as well.
Yes. No, I left. I haven't been in contact with them. So, you know, I just, I'm not with the cult stuff. I'm not with that kind of stuff. So I'm just, if you want answers, you look within yourself and pray or meditate. You don't have to pray. I'm not religious. I'm not religious at all. My higher powers are the people who speak to me in my dreams, and they look like aliens. So, and apparently they followed me for some time. They watched me, I feel like.
Thank you for coming on the show today, Kimmy, and sharing all that for our listeners.
Thank you for having me. I really needed to tell this.
You're more than welcome. I understand that. And I've had some pretty strange experiences. And when you do say it out loud, it does sound crazy. And it's very difficult.
I've never told this to anyone. This is the first time I'm speaking about it. Well, thank you so much, Nick, for doing what you do. Keep doing it, because I don't know how I came across your podcast, but I'm always directed in a direction for a reason. You're important. So no matter what, just keep doing what you do.
No, I appreciate that. But just take it easy. And if traveling makes you sick, don't travel.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm not traveling anymore. I'm going to just follow my intuition. But thank you so much for having me.
That's wonderful, Kimmy. Okay, you take care. Okay, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Bye.
That is all for this week. Keep updated and connected with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you would like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Kimmy for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.